Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah. The Mishnah will begin to discuss the halachas of what we may or may not do before Shabbos that will continue happening on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Beishami, I'm ensuring the yoy v'samon v'karshinen. One may not soak ink, dyes, or animal food, El Kadesh Yishurim Bejoim, unless there's enough time for that food to become completely soaked while it was still Erev Shabbos. You have to do it in a way that you complete the entire melacha before Shabbos. Beisil Matirim, Beisil hold its mutter. And everything will be explained in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. Beisham Aimrim, Ein Noisnan Unen Shel Pishnal Techa Taner. We may not put bundles of flax into the oven, El Kadesh Yafi Hluma Bayoim, unless there's enough time before Shabbos that they become heated. What is the melacha of Ein Noisn Unishal Pishtim? So Rashi explains that the melacha is the melacha of Malabin. What happens by putting these flax bundles into the fire is that they get whitened. And that's the melacha of Malabin. Tosfos Shoshanim holds that the Isser is an Isser melacha, an Isser mevashel. It causes the moisture in the flax to get heated up, and then it gets dried up. And that process of first getting heated and then dried is the melacha of Bishel. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Simon Shin Vav, Sif Mem Vav, that one may not put clothing that was soaked in water next to the fire to cause them to dry. And the Magen Avraham explains, it's from our Gemara Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Ein Osla Niach Unin Shel Pishna Betana Kedel Yavsham. And that's why it's Osir. The Magen Avraham, in avoiding the Machloikas Rishonim, says that both Isurim are, there's an Isur of Bishol and there's an Isur of Malabin when you do this. Why is Beishamai Machmer? Because Beishamai, as we're going to learn extensively in our Shia today, is of the opinion that Shvisas Kalim is Asur, and therefore causing that my equipment should do this to the flax, that is Asur. The Ran takes this even a step further. We're going to learn in our Shir Mitzvah Shem today that there's a concern that even Beis Hill agrees with of Shem Yichat B'Gecholim. When anything is over a fire, you may come to stoke the coals. And therefore, maybe even Beis Hill would hold that you may not work with the Unin Shel Pishtin because that may come to Shem Yichat B'Gecholim. Teaches us the Mishnah that Beis Hill Matirim. Beisham Ha'omrim. Next halacha. Beshami's opinion is, in parts in Metzudas Chayiv Oif V'Dogim, one may not set out traps for different animals, birds, or fish, El Kadesh Yitzoidu B'Beijoyim, unless they are able to be caught before Shabbos. The Malacha Tzeda, as we know, is a Malacha D'Raisa, as we're going to learn later in a Masechta. The question here is, what is the Malacha when you put out these traps? What are you doing? You haven't done anything yet. So Tosfos mentions in Divrei Maskil Ein Parsim, it says that when we speak about the Malacha of Tzeda, there's always a question if it's a Malacha, because we don't know for sure if what we're setting out to catch will be caught. So there's a number of ways of understanding Tosfos. The Magen Avraham says that the only time Yechayif Tzeda is when you put out the trap, and immediately as you put out the trap, what you set out to trap gets caught. But if it doesn't get caught immediately, then it's not considered a Malacha of Tzeda. And as the Avni Nezer explains, if you put out a trap and the animal or whatever you're trying to capture goes into it immediately, then Yechayif. If you put it out in a place where if you leave it out for the entire duration of Shabbos, it's certain that something will come in there, that's potter avalasar. Because you can't be sure that's going to happen, but it's potter avalasar. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that if it's certain that something is going to get trapped, even if it doesn't get trapped immediately, it's still considered Seder. So we have here Machloikas, Magen Avraham, Chazon Ish. According to the Magen Avraham, only if it gets caught immediately are you over the Mochus Seder. According to the Chazon Ish, if it's for sure going to get caught over the duration of Shabbos, it's considered even if it doesn't happen right away, it's a Melacha Daraisa. There's also another factor to take into consideration when you have this type of a shayla, and that is it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa on many situations. If somebody puts out a trap to catch a mouse that is disturbing him in his house, so the mouse, you're not interested in the mouse. If it was up to you, as we've explained melacha shein tzricha l'gufa many times in our shiurim, if it was up to you, you wouldn't have a mouse in your house altogether. And that, we learned, is considered melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So if we follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow as well, where it's not going to happen immediately, coupled with the fact that it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, there may be, says the Sefer Chashuki Chemed, room to be lenient to put out a trap on Shabbos to catch insects that are bothering you. Continues the Mishnah. Beshama Emrim, Ein Moichem L'Nochri, we may not sell something to an Akim. Ein Toyanim Imoi, we can't load his animal with him. Ve Magbinalov, we may not put a load on him. El Kadesh Yigil Makum Karv, unless there's enough time, as we'll discuss in the Gemara, that he could get home, or at least to his city, before Shabbos begins. This halacha, explained Rishonim, has nothing to do with what we've been learning about till now. Till now, we've been discussing the halacha of Shvisas Kalim. This has nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim. The issue over here is that it looks like the guy is doing my shlichus when I do this, and since it looks like the guy is doing my shlichus when I ask him to do this, that's why Chazal was strict in this, Beis Shammai is strict. Beis Hillel, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, a Mekel. He's not necessarily concerned that it looks like I asked the guy to do a shlichus for me. Next case. Beis Shammai Amrim, Ein Noisen Oiris L'Avdin. We may not give hides even to a non-Jewish tanner. V'loi Kelim L'Kaibus Nachri. We may not give clothing to a non-Jewish laundry. El Kadei Shiyas M'Boi Joim. If there's enough time for the Akim to do what he needs to do before Shabbos. And again, the concern here is that if there isn't enough time to do it before Shabbos, it looks like I'm asking the Akim to do a shlichus on my behalf, to do a malacha on my behalf on Shabbos. So he has to have enough time that he could have done it before Shabbos. And then the halacha is that if he does choose to do it on Shabbos, it's not usur, because I did not ask him to do it on Shabbos. So he's doing it for his own benefit, then it's mutter. Bekulan, and in all these situations, Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel allow you to do it, im HaShemesh. As long as you gave it to the Akum before Shabbos began, it's okay. Amram Shimon ben Gamliel, Noyagin Hayu Beis Abba, my father's family had the custom, She'enoisen Kli Lovin L'Kai B'Snachri, they would give their white clothing to the non-Jewish laundry, Shloshi Yom Kain Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. That means Beis Hillel held its mutter, but they were machmer. There's interesting machloikus rishonim. The Mishnah says im hashemesh, that Beis Hillel allows us only to do it im hashemesh. What would be the halacha about the time of Tosfos Shabbos? So according to the Rambam, there is no din of Tosfos Shabbos on Shabbos, and that's why the Isser only begins when Shabbos begins. According to the Rosh, and there are other Rishonim who hold as a din of Tosfos Shabbos even by Shabbos, so when the Mishnah says Im HaShemesh, it means before, with the time of Tosfos Tosfos Shabbos. And when the Mishnah uses the words Im HaShemesh, we're going to have to explain that it's Lav Dafka. Of course, when we learn this piece of the Mishnah, we have a very strong question. Rashi explains that the family of Rav Shimon Gamliel was makbid to act like Beis Shammai. We learned not long ago in Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that there was machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how one should sit when they say Krishma. And Beis Shammai said at night you have to lay down, in the morning you have to stand up, and that Reb Tarfin tried to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, and we learned that he was put into danger, and Chazal told him, you deserved it, because you didn't do what Beis Hillel said, you followed the opinion of Beis Shammai. So why over here do we find that Reb Shimon Gamliel's family was machmer like Beis Shammai? So the Tosfos Yontif explains, there's a difference where it's Sheval Taisa versus Kumvasei. In the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Reb Tarfin actively tried to act like Beis Shammai. That is incorrect. In our Gemara, it's Sheval Taisa. He just didn't give his laundry in earlier. That isn't the same. The Bach explains that a person has a right to be machmer like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Why over there was Reb Tarfin admonished for doing that? He says, because if somebody specifically lays down to say Krishma Shel Arvis, that means he's flaunting that he doesn't agree with Beis Hillel. That is inappropriate. Others say that by being machmer like Beis Shammai, Reb Tarfin's opinion was that I have to lay down in order to say Krishma. So if I'm not going to lay down to say Krishma, I won't fulfill the mitzvah. I won't think that I should be doing the mitzvah. And what that creates is that the person who should have said Krishma, because laying down is not essential, will not have said Krishma. In our chumrah of our Mishnah, nothing bad will happen if you follow this chumrah, and therefore we should follow the chumrah. Another way of understanding, which is similar, which is quoted by the Shalos Tshuvos Ramah, he says we're only in a situation where there's a kula involved and following the opinion of Beis Shammai, may we not do so. Because it's actually better to say Krishma sitting or standing versus laying down. So therefore, we shouldn't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. But in a situation like our Mishnah, where there's absolutely no downside in following the opinion of Beis Hillel, following the opinion of Beis Shammai, we may follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Continues the Mishnah, V'shavan Elu V'elu, everybody is in agreement. If you have olives that have already been crushed, or you have grapes that have already been crushed, and you want to put beams on those grapes, since the juice and the oil is going to come out anyway, so the malacha that I'm doing is not really a malacha, because it's going to happen anyway. Even Beis Shammai agrees you may do so on Friday. So the Mishnah said that just soaking the ingredients that are used to make ink in water is usur on Shabbos. And because it's usur on Shabbos, Beis Shammai, according to his opinion, holds you may not do this even on Friday. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana and the Sinas Mayim L'Duyoy, who is the opinion that holds that just putting water into ink without even mixing them, Zui Shriyasam, it's considered the Melechus Losh. The Melechus Losh is when you mix the ingredients together. And the question is, are you only over Melechus Losh when you actually mix them, or if you just pour them together? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hi, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi, the Tanya, Echa Noisen Sakamach, it won't put flour, Vecha Noisen Samayim, it won't put water, Achron Chayiv. The person who put in the water is Chayiv Devei Rabbi. He didn't do any mixing. He just put the water there and he's ready Chayiv for Lush. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda Omer, and Chayiv Achi Gavel until you actually mix it. So now our Mishnah that says that just pouring it is considered Lush is obviously the opinion of Beis, is obviously the opinion of Rebbe. The Ritva says, why do I have to say that Beis Shammai is following the opinion of Rebbe? So he says that the only time that Yechayiv, according to Beis Shammai, you may not do it on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, is when it involves a Melacha D'Oraisa if you would have done it on Shabbos. So if Beis Shammai is not going to agree with Rebbe that just pouring it together makes Lisha, then he wouldn't have said that you may not do it on Friday. Amalei Abaye, V'dilma, who says that our Mishnah has to follow the opinion of Rebbe? V'dilma, at kan lo kama Rebbe Yossi el bekemach debar gilahu. When did Rebbe Yossi say that mixing, actually physical mixing, is required? When we talk about flour. Flour, which is something that you can mix. That's how you make dough. The way you make dough is you need the flour and the water together. The way ink is made is just having the ingredients that are made, that are used to make the ink sit, soak in the water. Maybe even Rabbi Yossi will agree that that's considered lush. It doesn't make sense to make that point. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Echad Nosan as a Efer, if one put in ashes, Vecha Nosan as a Mayim, and then the second put in the water, Achron Chayiv. The second one is Chayiv, Falosh, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef, Yehuda Omer, Achi Gabel. You're not Chayiv unless you mix them together. Now, ashes are like the ingredients used for ink. They're not something which is really needable. And yet, Rebbe Yossi holds that you chayiv, so that you potter, if you didn't actually mix it together. Ask the Gemara of Adilma my Afer. Maybe that what is referred to in that Brisa is offer, is earth, the Bar Gibelhu, which, as the Mefarshim explain, is very often in Halacha, we see that Afer and offer are used interchangeably. So maybe the Brisa meant Afer, answers the Gemara, since there's one Brisa that says Afer, Vatanya Afer, and there's another Brisa, Vatanya Offer. It's obviously the two Brises, and each Brisa is considered, is talking about a separate halacha. And each Brisa is teaching us the Losh, the Machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Says the Gemara, Midi Gabaha Dadi Tanya. If Afer and Offer, says the Gemara, were mentioned in the same Brisa, then your point would be very well taken. So obviously, the Brisa is speaking both about Afer and also about Offer. But here, there's two separate Brises. One Brisa mentions Afer, and one Brisa mentions Offer. It's very, very possible, says the Gemara, that both Brises speak about Offer, and that's why the Halacha, since it's about Gibel, Rabbi Yossi will hold that to be over for Losh, you have to actually mix it, and Rebbe will say that no, but by something which is not mixable, we don't have yet a compelling proof that the halacha is that you need to mix it to be chayiv for losh. It could be everybody will agree that you don't have to mix it to be chayiv for losh. Tan Rabbanan, as we discussed in the Mishnah, Paiska Mayim Lagina Erev Shabbos HaKashaycha, somebody may open up his water from a spring on Friday afternoon to water his field on Shabbos. It may continue getting watered the entire day of Shabbos. Another halacha. We could put incense under the clothing Friday before Shabbos. They used to put this incense under their clothing to give their clothing a good smell. And they could absorb this nice odor for the duration of Shabbos. They used to put sulfur under the kalim. Sometimes you'll see, particularly silver kalim, that they have black lines. And those black lines come from sulfur being put under those kalim. And the halacha is you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Menichin koila gaba ayin, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, on Shabbos, unless of course it's a situation of sakonas nefashos, one may not use medicine. And one of the medicines they used to do was put a patch, an eye medicine, on their eye. You could put that patch on before Shabbos, or as Bolonis Agabamaka, you could put on a medicated dressing before Shabbos on a wound, Erev Shabbos Chashecha, Umisrapas Valach Kolayim Kulay, and that's how you could spend the entire Shabbos, even though you would, of course, not have been allowed to do these different activities on Shabbos itself. There's a new halacha. One may not put wheat into a water mill. They have to be put in a time where they're completely ground before Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, why is this any different than everything else that we learned, that as long as you do it before Shabbos, it's acceptable? My tama, I'm a rabba, there's a new concern. The concern is that the mill makes noise, and because the mill makes noise, Chazal were concerned, it's afsha milsa b'Shabbos, as Rashi, it represents a zilus of the Shabbos. It shows a disrespect for Shabbos. So the question is it only that the noise creates the zilus of the Shabbos? Or the concern is that people will say that you did the malacha on Shabbos. If the concern is that there's noise being made from this equipment on Shabbos, then it's always usher, no matter what the case is. But if the reason is because people are going to accuse you that you are mechal Shabbos, so if everybody knows that this is the way things are done, then there wouldn't be any afshemilsa, there wouldn't be any zelusa the Shabbos. And this, of course, is the reason why there's a serious discussion amongst the Paiskim. If you could use a Shabbos clock on Shabbos, you're putting something into the oven or wherever, and it gets done on Shabbos. So the first question is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and the Shabbos tshuva is Igros Moshe, Eirachayim Chelik Dalet Simen Samach. If you're going to put something into the oven, something which is completely not cooked, and you're going to leave it there and have the oven go on Shabbos with a Shabbos clock. So Rav Moshe says, that is certainly usur. The only time Rav Moshe wants to suggest we could even begin having a discussion about these matters is when the melacha began from before Shabbos. When there's nothing that began before Shabbos, then everybody will agree that it's usur. Now the question is, where you have an alarm clock, or you have lights, or you have an air conditioner, may you use a Shabbos clock? So Rav Moshe says something which is very interesting. Rav Moshe says that he's convinced that if there was such a thing as a Shabbos clock in the time of the Tanoim and Amoraim, they would have said that it's Asur. Just like Chazal said that Amir la'akim is Asur, we're not allowed to ask an Akim to do Malach on our behalf on Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, I'm convinced that Chazal would have said this as well. But Rav Moshe makes the point that we can't take something, we can't make up our own gezeiros. And since we can't make up our own gezeiros, we can't say that a Shabbos clock is usur because we're sure that that's what Chazal would have said. They didn't say it, so they didn't say it. So Rav Moshe takes a lenient approach towards using a Shabbos clock for lights. He says because in Europe, people also had to have their lights turned on Shabbos. And the way they had the lights turned on Shabbos is with a akum turning on the light. So since there's a permissible way how to get your lights on, that's why it's mutar. However, says Rav Moshe, air conditioner, to rely on an air conditioner with a Shabbos clock, so that makes noise, and therefore Rav Moshe considers it under category of what we just discussed of afsha milsa, and he's machmer. The Sharm Tzonim Ba'alocha discusses what is the halacha if somebody could set up a Shabbos clock to put on the radio on Shabbos. There's a serious situation. He wants to know what's going on. Could he put on the radio with a Shabbos clock? So he says, Al Gemara says that we need to be concerned about Hashma's call. And people won't know when it was put up before Shabbos or after Shabbos, as we just explained, one of the explanations of Afshemilsa, people will think that you did it on Shabbos. The Maram Shik takes a lenient approach. The Ram Shik takes the approach that people know that I'm not a Mechal Shabbos. So if they hear the radio on in my house, they're not going to accuse me, Chas V'Sholem, of putting on the radio on Shabbos. They know I would never put on the radio on Shabbos. And I must have put it on before Shabbos, and therefore it's mutam. The Miches Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ches disagrees. And he says that he doesn't understand the Maram Shik. Al Gemara clearly made this distinction about Av Shemilso. How could the Maram Shik say that, well, if you're a religious person, I'm not worried about Av Shemilso, and therefore he's over. Another point that the Paiskim, however, make in discussing the Shaila is that there's a factor of covered Shabbos. The Debrett Sinarov in the Shaila Tshuvas Be'er Moshe Chelek Vav Simen Samach Aleph discusses, are you allowed to set up your dishwasher for Shabbos? That means you put your dishes that are dirty into your dishwasher, and there, and then you let them, the Shabbos clock will put on the dishwasher. So he says, in all of these questions, you have to think about Kavod Shabbos. And this is a degradation of the Kavod Shabbos. And since it's a degradation of the Kavod Shabbos, he says it may not be done on Shabbos. On the other hand, what is the halacha? Are you allowed to rent your apartment and your equipment to an Akum who will use your refrigerator, your oven, on Shabbos? So the Marsham, the Shas Chus Marsham, Chelik Bey, Simikot Bey Dalit discusses the Shaila. And he says, there the entire Shaila is only of a Shaila of Lifnei Iver. And as we've discussed, there is no Lifnei Iver, there's no Messiah, only Bishas Tavera. There's no Messiah, only Bishas Tavera. So Lifnei Iver there isn't, because he can rent a different apartment. Messiah there isn't, because Messiah is only B'Shas Aveira. You rent the department before Shabbos. And therefore, he takes a lenient approach and says you can rent such an apartment. The Mech Shlomer firm, Shlomer Zalman Orbach, says he makes a distinction between if it's a Jewish neighborhood or not a Jewish neighborhood. He says, if we're living in a place which is a Jewish neighborhood, so bringing in Mechalei Shabbos to such a neighborhood is a degradation of the covered Shabbos and should not be done. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yosef, V'leimim Marmishum Shvisas Kalim. We spoke about that we're now about what we may or may not do from Erev Shabbos. But asks Rav Yosef to Rabbah, why don't you say there's a concern of Shvisas Kalim? The Tanya, because the Torah says, ובכל אשר אמרתי עליכם תשמרו לרבץ שפישס קלם. That your something that you own may not do meloch on Shabbos. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that as the reason? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ella Amar Reb Yosef, the reason you can't put water into the mill, you can't put flour or tvua into the mill before Shabbos, is because of the concern of Shvisas Kalim. Says the Gemara, V'hashta da'amet, but now that we've said, L'beis Hillel Islu Shvisas Kalim D'Raisa, we're learning now, the question only would have been asked if Beis Hillel agrees to this opinion. Because we wouldn't ask a question that's contrary to the opinion of Beis Hillel. We always pass on like Beis Hillel. So obviously, we are of the opinion that since the Torah used the word ubechol, so the word bechol comes to teach us that even kalim may not be used on Shabbos. And if that's the case, so then even Beis Hillel agrees. V'ashta d'amrit, Beis Hillel isla shvis kalim d'raisa. Now we're obviously of the opinion that Beis Hillel agrees to the concept of shvisas kalim. Gofer samumma my tam shari. So why are you allowed to put the incense or the sulfur on before Shabbos? Answers the Gemara. Mishum de Lekovin Maisa. Not the utensil is not doing any Maisa. It's just happening by itself. Ask the Gemara, Unin shel pishta mai tam shara. So why could you put the bundles of flax, according to Beis Hillel, before Shabbos, as we discussed in the Mishnah, that even though it continues into Shabbos, answers the Gemara the same teretz. Mishum d'lo avad ma'isa. You're not really doing anything. It's just meinich naicha. It's just sitting there, and that's how it gets dried up, whether the malach is malabin or the malach is bishul. Ask the Gemara. But what about mitzudas chayiv v'oiv fedogim? We spoke in the Mishnah about putting out a trap, and the trap is doing the trapping on Shabbos, the covered ma'isa. And now, according to Beis Hillel, Shvisas Kalim is Osir. So my time is Shoro, why could you put out a trap before Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Hachan Hosim Nami, what type of keli are we putting, what kind of trap are we putting out? We're putting out Lechi is a fish hook, the Kukri is a basket, the Loik covered Maisa, there is no Maisa being done, and since there is no Maisa being done, it just, like a the trap is just like something that the animal or the fish go into, and that's how they get trapped, but it doesn't really do anything where it comes down on the animal. That's why it's not considered a ma'isa. Continues the Gemara. The hashtag Omer of Oshia, Omer of Yossi, man tana shvisus kelim deraisa. Who's the man d'omer that's concerned about shvisus kelim? Only be shamai v'loy be silu. Le be shamai ben kovet ma'isa ben delo kovet ma'isa. Whether he did something, or whether he didn't do something, your kelim are not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. On the other hand, according to Beis Hillel, afgav the covered ma'isa, even if it's a situation where your keli is doing something, shari, it's permitted. Ask the Gemara, v'hashu da'amr d'l Beis Shammai, afgav d'l ovid ma'isa. The Beis Shammai has this broad interpretation of Shvisas Kalim. And even if the Kali is not doing anything, it's Osir, Ihochi. So if that's Beis Shammai's opinion, ask the Gemara, Mugmer, when we put the clothing on top of the incense, or we put the Kalim on top of the Gophers, on top of the sulfur, my time is Shar Beis Shammai. Indeed, we said on Amr Aleph that there is no active situation that the Kali is doing something. But even if there's no active situation that the keli is doing something, Beis Shammai, with their interpretation of Shvisas Kalim, should still say it's Osir. Answers the Gemara, Hasa Manachar Ara. When we speak about the spices, the flour, the sulfur, we're talking about they're on the ground, and they're not in a keli. Says the Gemara, okay, but what about Gigas, when you put hops into a barrel to turn them into beer, or Ner, when you put on a lamp, that will be on the entire Shabbos. Or Kedera, you put something into a pot that will be on the oven the entire Shabbos in the situations that we're going to discuss, that it's mutter. Or Shvud, or you put something on a barbecue. If Beis Shammai takes this strict interpretation of Shvisas Kalim, my tama shara Beis Shammai. So why did Beis Shammai say it's mutter? Answers the Gemara, in all of these situations, the mafkala of Kuri. Indeed, Beis Shammai will say we're talking about a situation that he was mafka to Kalim. And since he was mafka to Kalim, then it's not my Kali. If it's not my Kali, there's no concern of Shvisas Kalim. And as Rashi explains, there's only a din of Shvisas Kalim on Kalim which I own. Ask Tosfos, to be considered a valid hefker, you have to be mafka something in front of three people. Here, do we find that people are mafkir their kalim before Shabbos? So Tosfos says, mistama mafkir lehu. And the way the Mefarshim explain what Tosfos means to say is that every person wants to be a Shomer Shabbos. And if, according to Beis Shammai, as we're learning, there's a concern of Shvisas Kalim, and how do you avoid Shvisas Kalim in the circumstances that the Gemara just identified, by being mafkir kalim, we can be certain, suggests Tosfos, that that's what every God-fearing Jew intends to do, because we don't want to be mechal Shabbos. Another pshat, we have offered in Shas, the halacha of hefker bezin hefker. The bezin has a right to be mafkir something, even though it belongs to a private individual. So, according to Beis Shammai, because there's a concern here of Shvisas Kalim, at least according to their interpretation of Shvisas Kalim, the way you're going to avoid Shvisas Kalim is that Bezdin automatically is mafgur everybody's kalim before Shabbos, and like that we will save ourselves from this issue. Says the Gemara, man tana lahad tana rabbanon l'smali isha kedera asosis v'turmesin. A woman shouldn't fill her pot with different types of beans. V'taniach l'techa tana erev Shabbos im chashecha. Put them into the oven Friday late afternoon, just right before Shabbos. V'mnosnon, and if you do so, l'motzeh Shabbos asur v'chtei shiasa. You can't eat from those food until you wait motzeh Shabbos, the amount of time it would take to cook that food. Kiyotzeba, le'imal nachtem chavish shamayim, a baker can't fill up a barrel of water. And put it into the oven on Friday right before Shabbos. We don't want you to benefit from Shabbos, from Melech Shabbos. And the way we avoid you benefiting from Melech on Shabbos is that we make you wait Matzah Shabbos the amount of time it would have taken to prepare this. And therefore, you're not accomplishing anything on Shabbos. Lema. So it seems that this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, who's concerned about Shvisas Kalim, the Loi Beis Hillel, who's not concerned about Shvisas Kalim. Answers the Gemara, no. This Brisa, I feel Tan Beis Hillel, could even follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. For there is a new concern. Shem Yechat V'Gecholim. There's a concern that you may stoke or stir the coals on Shabbos, and therefore that to make it cook quicker, and that's a concern even according to Beis Hillel. Yehochi, ask the Gemara, if that's a legitimate concern, Mugma v'gofris, we spoke more than once in today's shiur about the incense and the sulfur that are put on fire, nami ligzer. Why in those situations are Beis Shammai not concerned of yichata b'gecholim? Answers the Gemara, hosam loy machdeluhu. Once you put it on, you're not going to stir the coals. Di machta salt b'kutra. Stirring the coals will cause smoke to come, and it'll ruin your clothing. It'll ruin your utensils. And therefore, v'kashaluhu, and therefore nobody's going to do so. Ask the Gemara, but what about the unin shel pishtan that we discussed in the Mishnah? Why should we allow them to be put on the fire before Shabbos? Why are we not concerned that somebody's going to stir that fire? Answers the Gemara, hosam, the kivin the kashlu zika. If you're going to open up the oven containing the flax and a draft will come into the oven, it'll ruin the flax. So loy magluhu. We're not concerned that anybody's going to open the oven and stir that fire. Ask the Gemara, what about semel yaira? What about wool that was put into a vat to get dyed, that we said may be put into the vat erev Shabbos and remain there for the duration of Shabbos? Why are we concerned of shem yichata? Answers the Gemara, mishmul b'yaira kura. We're speaking about the wool is in a vat that was taken off the fire before Shabbos. And since it was taken off the fire before Shabbos, obviously there's no concern of Shem Yechata. But ask the Gemara, there's another Isser. Even if there's no Isser of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, but there's an Isser of Magus, there's a new Isser of stirring a pot, is considered Bishul, which we'll discuss in a moment. Answers the Gemara, we're talking here about the vat. Akura was removed from the fire, Vetucha, and it's also sealed. So since it's sealed with plaster, a person, or some Rishonim explain, will not go through the bother of taking that off. Or some Rishonim explain that they're going to be reminded, if I want to stir it, I have to take off the seal, and that will be a reminder I'm not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So now the Rishonim ask a question. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all ask this question. Not an hour Gemara brought up this new concern of Hagosa, so why did the Gemara have to talk about Shem Yechata? We should have said in all of these situations that there's a concern of Shem Yegis, and the way we're learning now, Hagosa is a Melech Bishul, and Hagosa is more likely for somebody to do than to do Yechata B'Gecholim. So why don't we say that? So the Rishonim answer, some Rishonim say, this is very important, la locha lemaisa, there is no Isser Hagosa if it was stirred once. So since it was stirred, all these cases were stirred once, the concern of Shema Yegis goes down. Another pshat is, that not all types of, by cooked food, it's only by food there's an iser of hagosa. But by other things, there is no hagosa if it's not a food. So now, as we speak about this iser of hagosa, we need to know what is included and what is not included. The Rambam, when he speaks about the iser hagosa, says it's also to put a spoon to take out food for a pot which is cooking on the fire, because the spoon is going to stir the food and hasten the cooking process. But, says the Rambam, once the pot is removed from the fire, you could put a spoon and stir the hot food. And that's what the Ritva says, that once a pot is taken off the oven, you're allowed to stir it. The Lech Mishnah says he doesn't understand the opinion of the Rambam and the Ritva. Our Gemara seemed to be concerned even when the wool with the dye was taken off the fire that maybe there's Hagosah. So, says the Lech Mishnah, and what we said a moment ago, there's a difference between the Malacha of Tzviya and the Malacha of Bishul. When we talk about Bishul, once the pot is off the fire, there is no Issa Bishul. But once the pot is off the fire, when we're dying something, the Isser Tzviya remains. The Rashba says that the entire Issa of Hagosa is only if the food is not yet cooked to Machab and Rasoi, which is one-third cooked. Once the food is cooked to Machab and Rasoi, there is no issue of Hagosa being Bishul. And that's how he also differentiates between Bishul and Tzviya. By Bishul, as soon as the food is cooked a third, there is no problem of Bishul if you do Hagosa. By Tzviya, you don't have that heter. That Ramah, however, is very machmer, and it says that you're not allowed to stir a hot pot of food on Shabbos, even if the food is entirely cooked, and even if the pot is off the fire. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ramah's stringent opinion, if somebody takes a pot off the fire on Shabbos, he can't take the food, the cholent or whatever, out of the pot with a spoon, because inserting the spoon is a form of hagosa. What you should do is pour the food directly onto a dish. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that we don't follow the opinion of the Ramah. He says, and our meaning is that certainly once the pot is off the fire, we're allowed to put a spoon into it, and there is no Isser Hagosa. The Meiri says that anything, once we learn, says the Meiri, this new concept of Hagosa, says the Meiri, anything which makes the cooking process go quicker, for example, covering a pot with a pot cover, is also a violation of Bishul. It's no different than Hagosa. The Tzitz Eliezer disagrees, and he says that if the food in the pot is already fully cooked, I could cover the pot. Continues the Gemara, Hashtad Amamar. Now that we've established that even Beis Hillel agrees to the concern of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, Hai Kedere Chaisa, if you have raw food, Shor Lanuch Erev Shabbos Chashech B'Tanura, you could put it Erev Shabbos into the oven. Why? My Tama. Kivin D'Lachazi L'Urta. By night, you're not going to be able to eat that food anyway, because you can't get it ready that quick to have it available for the Friday night dinner. When is it going to be ready? Shabbos by day. Shabbos by day, it's going to be ready no matter what. And therefore, Asuchi Masach Da'ataminei, he doesn't pay attention to it. V'loy Asa L'Chuta B'Gecholim, U'Boshol, similar. He says a pot of cooked food, Shapa Dami, we don't have to worry that somebody's going to stir the coal. Boshel v'loy boshel, but if it's not completely cold, cooked, and I want to hasten the cooking so I should be able to eat this food Friday night by the Suda, that is indeed Osir. But Taisa says, what is considered boshel v'loy boshel? It's only if it's not cooked a machal ben rasoi. If it's already cooked a machal ben rasoi, then it's mutter. Moreover, the Chazanis says that when we rely on kidra chadaisa, it's only if the food reaches the temperature of yatz leds before Shabbos. Says the Gemara further, as we learned earlier, anything that a draft could harm, people won't open the oven to stir those coals. Hi bisra de gadya. If you have tote goat meat, which is tender, the sharik, and the oven is sealed, shapadami, I don't have to worry that anybody's going to open the oven. The barcha, when the meat is regular meat, v'leisharik, and the oven that it's in is not properly sealed, osur. Because there we really need to be concerned that the wind doesn't harm it, that you're going to be machat v'gecholim. The gadya v'leisharik, you have the goat meat, but it's not sealed. Or the barcha, or you have regular meat, the sharik, but it's sealed. Ravashi says it's shari. I don't have to be concerned that you're going to be machat v'gecholim. Rav Yirmi Medavta Osir, he says, I have to be concerned that it's not like the flax, and I have to be machmer. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, the Shari, but tonight ain't Tzol HaBosa, Botzol Beya, El Kadesh Yitzol HaMabayim. So we need to see, we have to have everything, all types of meat, have to be done before Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Hossam, we're talking about Barcha, regular meat, Vloy Shorik, and the oven is not sealed. Under such circumstances, everybody agrees that you have to be worried about yichat b'gecholim. Ikadami de gadya, we're talking about goat meat, ben shorik, ben lay shorik, whether it's sealed or not, shapadami, nobody's going to be mechat b'gecholim on that type of meat. The barcha nami v'shorik, even if you have regular meat, but it's sealed, shapadami, that will serve as a reminder not to be mechat b'gecholim. Ki pligi, the barcha v'lay shorik, the Rav Ashi shari, Rav Ashi holds that the fact that the oven is closed, even though it's not sealed, is enough that I should not be worried about yichata b'gecholim. V'riyemi v'dafta asa. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Ashi, that takes such a lenient view, the Shari, but tonight ain't tzolim, batzol b'etzol b'ya, el kadesh yitzolim b'ayjoyim. Answers the Gemara, hasam b'basa gumri. When the meat is on open coals, there Rav Ashi says, certainly we have to be concerned, it's not a closed oven, we have to be concerned about yichata b'gecholim. Om Ravina, hay karachaya, raw squash. Could we rely on the heter that we said before that by raw food we don't have to worry about mechat b'gecholim? Shapidami. Kim the kosh lezika, since the wind is harmful to it, kibisra the gadya dami, and nobody's going to be mechat b'gecholim.